Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome back to the Statman Dave Football Podcast. This is episode 72. It's Tuesday, the 30th of May. Let's get this party started. On today, we're going to talk the news. Lots of news going around today. It seems like a very interesting day in terms of managers moving on, managers staying, and we're going to touch on all that stuff. And then, of course, it's Tuesday, so we're going to talk about transfers. Transfers Tuesday. So stay tuned because there could be some big news about your club coming up. And obviously, I'll be giving my opinion on the moves. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly? Anyway, first up, let's do the news. So news broke today that Arsene Wenger has reached an agreement with Kroenke and Arsenal and will be signing a new 2-year deal. Having watched the FA Cup final today, I was very impressed about how Arsenal set up in their 3-4-3 that looked in a way like a 3-6-1 in possession. How their overloaded Chelsea centrally was very, very impressive. Almost a diamond with Ramsey at the tip, Ozil to the right-hand side and Sanchez to the left. It was fantastic tactics from Arsene Wenger. Fair play to the lad, and he's got a new 2-year deal. Obviously the Europa League's going to be a test for Arsene Wenger next season. But again, he's going to have to go back into his shell. He's not going to be able to sign these big players. He's not going to be the Galactico signings of Ozil or Sanchez anymore. He's going to have to do Arsene Wenger signings. He's going to have to pick up players like Robin van Persie and Sami Nasri, Thierry Henry in recent years. So I'm quite excited about this summer for Arsenal. Really am, because he's sort of going back to an area where he knows, you know, young talented players sign for Arsenal and then progressing for the future. Anyway, let's move on to some more managerial news. And Luciano Spalletti has parted company with AS Roma. Obviously, he's been heavily linked to the job at Inter Milan under Sonnen. So that could be quite an interesting thing for him to move there and compete with Juve. And of course, Roma, apparently they're getting Di Francesco from Sassuolo, who's been doing brilliant things over there. Barabi, one of my favourite young players in world football, plays over at Sassuolo. He's been injured at the start of his campaign, but has started to get back into form again. They've got so many young, talented players. Pellegrini as well, essentially. Midfielder Sassuolo, so potentially they may be going to Roma. Of course, Roma have got to fill a massive void of no Francesco Totti. Maybe Barabi can be the next guy. Top talent. Anyway, let's move on to Germany, where there's some managerial news over there. Thomas Tuchel and Borussia Dortmund have parted ways. It's a really interesting one that we've been reporting on the Statman Dave Football Podcast over the last few months. It appears the relationship with the board, with the scouting department, with the team itself has really fallen apart. Apparently Tuchel was fighting everybody in the club, and it just felt at the end like it was time for them to move on, and they parted company today. Whether he was sacked or not, I'm not really sure, but there's lots of interesting quotes on Reddit. Reddit's a great source for news, especially football news. You get some like real good opinions. You know, nothing's really shoved out. And there was some interesting stuff that a Borussia Dortmund fan said that pretty much he felt that Thomas Tuchel's let the club down. You know, his image is completely gone. He's just won a cup. He's really been, you know, starting to be successful. But it's this relationship with the management of Borussia Dortmund that he just hasn't got along with at all, and maybe he's a bit of a douche. But anyway, let's move on to where he might go next, and that potentially could be Bayer Leverkusen. That would be brilliant. Leverkusen have got so many talented young players. Havertz, you know, such a talented attacking midfielder, 17 years old. I think he might even be 18 now, but what a talent. Big, tall lad. Reminds me a lot of Kaká, which is something I don't say often. Also, you know, you've got Kevin Volland in there, player that I also think is a real top player. Javier Hernandez, Bellarabi. There's a lot of talent there, and it could really fit Thomas Tuchel, and that'd be really exciting. Thomas Tuchel to leave Dortmund and join Leverkusen. Who's going to replace him? It's got to be Lucien Favre. Lucien Favre, one of the best managers in Germany. Fantastic at fantastic at coaching systems and coaching pressing, coaching shorty passing football, everything that Borussia Dortmund like. He's brilliant on the counter attack. He's done a fantastic job at Nice, taking them to the first Champions League they've ever been in. So would he want to leave? I don't know, but Dortmund is probably a step up from Nice. No offense to Nice fans out there. Of course, we're going to have Nice fans listening. This is a Nice podcast, but Favre would be perfect for Borussia Dortmund. Anyway, moving on to some UEFA Champions League build up. There's been some banter before the final this week. Kroos talking about tactics, which is quite interesting. With a 4-4-2, we control the middle more. In a 4-3-3, we attack more. Zidane will decide which system we play in. I prefer one or the other, but I don't want to say. That's Toni Kroos talking about the 4-4-2 diamond that they've played against Atletico Madrid's 4-4-2 that worked so well. Isco at the tip of that. Or all the 4-3-3 that they've been so successful with in the last few seasons. I reckon Toni Kroos probably prefers the 4-3-3 than the 4-4-2 diamond, even though he's massively effective in that 4-4-2 diamond, using the space in behind where Marcelo attacks forward. But anyway, that's tactics, that's not banter. Gareth Bale has been declared fit for the Champions League final. Whether he'll play, I do not know. Max Allegri, though, coming out and saying Isco is much more of a technical player than Gareth Bale, maybe trying to get into the head of the little Spanish magician. Isco's not going to be pushed from that, though. Allegri, you back off, Max. Anyway, more Champions League build up in the next few days, especially with Nico on Friday, where we're going to be previewing the big game. And in final news, Atletico Madrid will find out about their transfer ban appeal tomorrow. Pretty much means we'll find out whether Manchester United will be signing Antoine Griezmann tomorrow. So stay tuned, football fans. And to finish things off, a little stat about Huddersfield Town that popped out. Huddersfield Town are the first team in English football history to be promoted, having conceded more goals than they scored in the league, which is pretty amazing. That's a pretty good stat. It's going to be an interesting campaign for Huddersfield. I expect them to put in a real good fight. David Wagner plays a very aggressive style of football, so it's going to be so fascinating. The Premier League next season is going to be amazing. Guardiola, Mourinho, Conte, we've still got Arsene Wenger in there, of course Jurgen Klopp, now David Wagner as well, Rafa Benitez, oh, the list goes on and on and on. But anyway guys, that's the end of being super hyped about the Premier League next season. We haven't even done the under-21 European Championships, or we haven't even finished up the under-20s World Cup, or not even done the Champions League final, so I don't even know why I'm getting so excited. But anyway, let's talk transfers. So first up in transfer news, the big one that are coming out today, Mahrez is set to leave Leicester City. He released a statement to say today saying that he had a good discussion with the chairman last summer, that they both agreed that they'd stay for one more year in order for the club to get the best out of being in the Champions League and transitioning from winning the title. But now it's time for him to move on. Yeah, he said that he has the best four seasons of his career at Leicester City. Of course, he didn't love every moment and he felt immense pride. Riyad Mahrez, for me, seems like a decent guy. A nice footballer that's very good on the counter-attack. Not good at playing in a possession-based system. You need to isolate Riyad Mahrez with space to run into in a 1v1 situations where potentially he would suit is Jose Mourinho's Manchester United. You heard it here first. If that springs out of nowhere and United sign Mahrez, I'm the guy that's made that happen. But anyway, other teams he potentially would suit in world football. I'm just trying to think counter-attack. And of course, Atletico Madrid could be a real interesting one, upgrading them on that right-hand side. But then you've got the likes of Carrasco and, I don't know, yeah, Riyad Mahrez, it's an interesting one. He should have moved last summer. Could have got that big move to Real or Barcelona, I reckon. Anyway, let's move on to Manchester United news, where there's been reports in the last few days that United are leading the chase for Fabinho. If the United signed Fabinho, I think I'd cry with excitement. Fabinho is that player that I think would perfectly complement Paul Pogba. Just he can hold, he can sit in front of the back four, he can break up the play, but also he can get forward. You know, he got two assists in that Champions League quarter-final against Manchester City, two cracking balls into the box through some really good high pressure. But he can play this dual role with Paul Pogba. Paul Pogba can go, he can hold. Fabinho can push up when he does slightly, then Pogba can obviously hold. Fabinho would be the perfect guy. He's won more tackles than any other Monaco player in Liga this season. He's sort of come onto the scene. I've seen him play live twice, once Monaco versus Arsenal, once Monaco versus Tottenham. Both times, he was man of the match. I was so impressed because I thought he was a right back, and against Arsenal, the first game I saw him, and he was playing in central midfield, and he just absolutely bossed it. Arsenal literally couldn't get through him. He's like a brick wall. If United sign him, that is the big, big player there. That is, you know, that's the one I'd get. If I had any money to sign a DM that would replace Ander Herrera, it'd be Fabinho. But if we're not getting Fabinho, keep Ole Ander Herrera. Maybe, you know, throw Ander Herrera somewhere else. Maybe right back. Ander Herrera could do a job anywhere. Centre half. Which is quite sad. I'm just thinking about him leaving. No. No, stay. Stay, Ander. Stay. We'll keep you in the side. Maybe a 4-3-3. Pogba, Fabinho and Ander Herrera. I like the look of that pressing with Herrera's jump ability, Pogba's creativity, Fabinho's ability to blow people up with crunching tackles. In other news that came out over the weekend, the Daily Mirror reporting that Manchester United are leading the race to signing Danny Rose, which could be an interesting one. Danny Rose, though, will be injured in the first two games of the season for Tottenham Hotspur. So whether he'll pass his medical, I don't know. But he's been fantastic. The best left wing back in the Premier League when he is fit. That's the only thing why I'd say Alonso gets the nod this season in the Premier League just because of the Danny Rose injury, but his form was fantastic. And moving on, the Manchester Evening News are reporting that United could potentially be moving for Belotti. Again, that's just a rumour that's coming around. Belotti's 26 goals in Serie A this season. Over the weekend, it was in a cracking game. Torino beat Sassuolo 5-3. Belotti with a goal and an assist. His assist was lovely. A lovely little touch off to an on running, I think it was one of the wingers coming in. I think it was Falcao. But it was a lovely little play outside the boot, little knock off. So basically he was holding it up, little touch off at the outside of his boot, played his teammate through, goal time. That could really work with Anton Griezmann. Belotti and Anton Griezmann reminds me of Mandzukic, Anton Griezmann, which I am very, very, well, I was very, very excited to watch that side. So that could be a great move for Manchester United and so forth. And of course, in the Mail on Sunday, Mourinho saying that the club's hopes of signing Griezmann rest on Ed Woodward. No pressure, Ed, who's had a pretty terrible time at Manchester United. Chief is like, let's not forget that he's failed under Moyes and failed under Louis van Gaal. Yes, he did well under Mourinho last summer, but that was Mourinho forcing the deals through, so it's a big summer for Ed. And of course, the Griezmann news, as I said before, will all be about whether Atletico Madrid, whether their transfer ban gets lifted or not. In a final bit of news again, the Mirror talking about Manchester United having competition now for Benfica and Sweden central defender Victor Lindelof. Again, Lindelof, I think, is a wonderfully gifted player. Really good at reading the game, but what I like most about him is his passing. I love his vision. He's really good at finding the right fullback forward, and that obviously with Manchester United with Antonio Valencia is quite perfect. He's really good at opening himself up, clipping those balls over to an advanced right fullback. In terms of stats in the Portuguese league this season, he's completed more passes than any other defender. A playmaker from the back, he's got the aggression. Positionally, he just needs to work on a little things. I criticised him a little bit when I watched Napoli versus Benfica in the Champions League. He switched off a little bit when Callejon was making the run in behind him, so it's something that he needs to be a little bit more aware of. You know, those wide players coming inside with obviously Napoli's system, Mertens dropping to the ball, he's got to kind of expect that. So of course, though, young defender, 22 years old, Eric Bailly and Lindelof would be a sick pairing together. Got your aggression, you've got your technique, both very good on the ball, both aggressive. I like that a lot, but I'd quite like United to sign a leader. Maybe Lindelof can be that guy, you know. I think he might have been captaining the Swedish team that won the under-21 European Championships. And he does look like a bit of a nutter in his profile picture on Wikipedia. So, of course, that is all fun. In fact, no, he wasn't. Incorrect facts from Statman Dave. That's why I'm a Statman, not a facts man. He, in fact, was called up to the squad after a fellow was injured, but made his debut in the first game against the tournament and ended up being in the team of that tournament. So Lindelof, sign him up. Mourinho, bring the fella to Manchester United. So more Manchester United news. There's a lot of United news. People are just talking about United. It's the future of West.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wayne Rooney. With apparently Stoke preparing a £45 million package to sign Wayne Rooney from Manchester United. That includes the fee and the wages. Could be an interesting one for United and, of course, them looking forward to a future without Wayne Rooney. Those wage budgets off could be quite good and so forth. So it's one of these things where it's time for Wayne Rooney to move on, whether it be China, the States, or even Everton, who apparently have cooled their interest. It's one of these things where Wayne Rooney looks like he's going. Stoke could be a good option. I think Rooney could do a job. You know, his stats this season in terms of his goals and assists per minutes is all right. He's done all right for United, but again, he's not at that standard anymore. Stoke could be at a very good standard, but whether I pay him £200,000 a week, absolutely not. So moving on to more futures, and that's Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the injured Swedish striker. Apparently he's had several offers from Europe, according to his agent. That's Sky Sports reporting that, so that is pretty factual. I'd love to see him back at AC Milan. He's mentioned before he wants to play at AC Milan. Zlatan could definitely do a job in Serie A. Think of the strikers that have scored goals in Serie A this season. Obviously, bar Dries Mertens, who is a bit of a false nine. The likes of Belotti, the likes of Edin Dzeko. Big strikers that do like to take the ball to feet and sort of turn and get their teammates creating them chances before them finishing them off. So Zlatan could be that guy for AC Milan to sort of take them forward. You know, it is a new regime at AC Milan. They've got Chinese money and they will want to spend that in the summer. Maybe Zlatan is a good guy to take them forward. Of course, Icardi, Gonzalo Higuain, Immobile, very similar forwards as well to Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So let's move on to some Liverpool news, who have apparently signed Dominic Solanke. Apparently that's agreed for him to join. I think they've just got to sort out of his tribunal. It's reported to be around £3 million for his tribunal. Honestly, I think that's a brilliant deal. Whenever I've seen Solanke play for the Chelsea under-19s are, you know, it's at a weird time. It used to be on at work, on the tellies. They used to play at about like 3 o'clock, and so I used to watch it. And Solanke was always the one that I'd be like, wow, this guy, like, he looks technically good, he can finish, he's got quite a bit of height, needs to bulk out a little bit, but always really good. In the last tournament that he played, that Chelsea won, the UEFA Youth League, as it's called, the Champions League for young players, scored 12 goals and got 4 assists in just 9 games. For me, that is a fantastic signing for Liverpool. Honestly, that's, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the Sturridge move, when Sturridge came to Liverpool initially and he had this bad little bit of a bad spell in his career. Came to Liverpool, played as a striker, started banging goals. I really think Solanke is a fantastic talent. And it's just, I find it so weird with Chelsea. You know, Abraham's maybe leaving as well. Everton have been heavily linked if Lukaku goes back there. Solanke, 19 years old. They spent so much time in the Chelsea academy. He's done so well for Chelsea. They won back-to-back UEFA Youth Leagues. Why is he leaving? Chelsea fans, tweet me. Why is Solanke leaving? Is it his attitude? Is it his wage demands? Apparently he's signing for about £20,000 per week at Liverpool. He did want 50, but he's reduced that down. It's just a real weird one. I'm a massive fan of Solanke. He's going to do wonderful things in his footballing career, similar to the great Tammy Abrahams. Anyway, let's move on to some more news. West Ham United. I told you it was for every fan. West Ham fans, tune in now. Over the weekend, there's a number of reports going around. They're going to sign 3 players, should we say. First up, Ross Barkley. West Ham are apparently ready to match his £140,000 per week wage demands. A player that's done well this season for Everton, been a bit of a hot and cold under Koeman, but had some really good spells. What he's got is that pace, that raw ability on the ball. He's a very raw player. He does go to the tunnel vision. That's something that I've criticised before. When he gets around the penalty area, it's all just about the ball. He needs to open it up himself a little bit, slow himself down, little steps, get his head up, look for those passes. Although he has got 8 assists in the Premier League this season, that's the joint most of any English player. And as well, it's his best season. But I think Ross Barkley should play as a striker. And that's exactly what West Ham are trying to strengthen as well, with Iheanacho heavily linked with the club. £20 million bid. City reportedly want to put a buyback inserted into that contract. That's reported by the Daily Mail, of course. So it could be an interesting one. City let Iheanacho go and then potentially bring him back. Iheanacho's a fantastic player. You know, at the start of the season, he was put on the same level as Marcus Rashford. I think Rashford's ahead of him in terms of his development. Iheanacho a little bit further down, but Rashford got a little bit more raw potential. But it would be a great move for West Ham, who need a striker, whether it is Ross Barkley or whether it is Iheanacho. It could be either one of those guys. And the last little bit of West Ham United news for all West Ham fans. They're looking to prepare a deal for Jordan Pickford. Cash plus player offer around £25 million for, of course, the Sunderland number one, who's had a fantastic season. That'd be a very good deal for West Ham, who've had Rudolph and also Adrian, but they haven't really got on number one. Rudolph was brilliant against United at Old Trafford, was unbelievable. But, of course, Jordan Pickford is that step ahead. 22 years old, looks like he's going to be England number one in the future, so that could be a real good bit of business for West Ham. We did West Ham before the big boys. We did West Ham before Chelsea, Arsenal, and of course Spurs. So you can thank me, West Ham fans, at Statman Dave. Give me a little cheeky follow. Plugs galore today. Anyway, on to Manchester City news. Edison's transfer to Manchester City apparently is done. He's been spotted at the Etihad campus, as I mentioned in the front three. Very good goalkeeper. A man of the match against Borussia Dortmund, where Dortmund had so many chances and Edison pretty much kept them out. So many wonderful saves. Again, Brazilian keepers. I'm not too convinced by Brazilian keepers, but he looks like he's got the raw potential. And Pep Guardiola, if he can bring him on, potentially that'd be good. Oliver Baumann could have been a good option from Hoffenheim. Very good ball-playing goalkeeper that understands the ball-playing system. But obviously, Pep Guardiola likes to spend money on goalkeepers. Obviously, with the spending on Bravo not long ago and Joe Hart just sitting at Torino after having a pretty average season. And again, before we even talk about Chelsea, before we talk about Arsenal, we're going to be talking about Brighton, who are hopeful to signing Tammy Abrahams, who scored 23 goals in 41 games on loan at Championship strugglers Bristol City. That'd be a cracking bit of business as well. Tammy Abrahams as well with Solanke, very highly regarded in my personal book. Physical, strong, very, very quick and very good at finishing. And shown this season, they can step up and play against the big boys, can play against adults and take the game to the opponent. So if Brighton get him on loan, that'd be a cracking move. But I'd say, if I were Chelsea, I'd keep him. I don't think you can lose Solanke and Abrahams. That's a real damning indictment of your academy if you're doing both of those. But anyway, another Chelsea news. They have joined the race to sign Ivan Perisic, that Manchester United apparently have been discussing with Inter Milan. Could be quite an interesting one. I did mention on my video, if you want to check it out, it's on Statman Dave, the YouTube channel. Just Statman Dave on YouTube, search it there. I do talk about what Perisic has done for Inter Milan this season. So if you are a Chelsea fan and you are interested in what Perisic can do, jump over there and check that video. I enjoyed making that video. I think it was a good video, and it's very informative. I've been told in the comments, so go and check that out. And in final, a little bit of Chelsea news. Atletico Madrid are interested in re-signing Diego Costa. Of course, he scored the consolation goal for Chelsea in the FA Cup. Had a fantastic game, I thought. You know, there's reports that Mertesacker and Holding played well, but I thought Costa had the beating of them. Costa took his goal very well, kept on receiving balls to feet in that second half when Chelsea were in the insurgents and they couldn't do anything about it. So I was very impressed by Diego Costa. Costa back to Atletico with Antoine Griezmann for one more season if they can keep him. Oh, that'd be so tasty. I'd just love to see that together. Maybe United should sign Diego Costa. Now that would be a weird summer. Anyway, in Arsenal news, there's reports over the weekend, the Daily Mirror reporting that Arsenal are ready to give Sanchez and Mesut Ozil what they want in terms of wages. Arsenal are willing to pay £30 million per season to keep the duo at Arsenal, which is very important. I thought both of those guys were excellent against Chelsea, combining very narrow with Ramsey, played very well. They've got to keep those two guys. Whether Arsenal do keep this sort of this 3-4-3 diamond or 5-4-1 diamond that we used to see Bayern Munich play when they won the Champions League in 2001. But anyway, other Arsenal news, Lucas Perez is wanted by Sevilla and Deportivo La Coruña. That's coming from AS over in Spain. So again, that could be an interesting move. Perez not really fitting in at Arsenal. I think it's probably time for him to move on for the good of his career. 28 years old, he's hitting his peak, should very much move on. Finally, Tottenham Hotspur, before we jump over to Germany. They've emerged as favourites to sign Ryan Sessegnon after Liverpool reportedly pulled out of the deal, which is an interesting one. I like Sessegnon. The parts I've seen of Sessegnon looks very good. Two goals and assist in the FA Cup this season, directly involved in a goal every 74 minutes. Plays an interesting role in their 4-2-3-1 as a left back, but as Pizon tucks in, Sessegnon overlaps, gets into that final third. You know, if you go back and you look at any of those goals and assists from the FA Cup, it's constantly him getting in behind the defence. And it's like a tactical trend of Fulham, but it could be an interesting one for Spurs if Danny Rose does move to Manchester United, get Sessegnon in. Could be an interesting, easy solution to that. And in final bit of news, RB Leipzig apparently will be signing Buma from Galatasaray. Buma's a player that looks like he's got potential, looks like he's got it, but hasn't kicked it off. Maybe Leipzig can be the perfect place for a young winger, or youngish winger, to accelerate his career. Anyway, guys, that's been that for the Statman Dave Football Podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure you go and check out my latest video on Ivan Perisic to Manchester United. It's a bit of beauty, as I mentioned before. And until tomorrow, till next time, over and out. See you guys later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.